What's up, guys? Tony Peck here, godfather of Instagram and co-founder of Why Not You Media. And I'm joined with my partner and co-host, Francis Volpe. Fran, how you doing today, pal?
Doing well. Super excited for this episode today. We're going to be talking a little bit about, obviously, social media.
But what about it?
How it's underrated and underused.
You think it's underrated and underused?
Oh, 100%. I think that most people that own a business, sell a product or service, need to be using social media.
Absolutely.
And if you're not, you're going to be so far behind that when you finally make the decision to do it, you
can't catch up.
You can't catch up.
There's no way to it. I agree 100%. And I think it's interesting. You know, we've been doing this now for almost a little bit over 4 years almost, that we've seen from then to now, where back then a few years ago, businesses didn't even have an Instagram page. They didn't know what Instagram was, right?
No.
Now, we see a lot of businesses have an Instagram page. Great. Still being underutilized though, 100%. Because they're just there to be there. They're not anything actively.
Yep.
You know, you're just posting, you have 62 followers, you're throwing up a random post once a week, you don't know what you're doing, you're not investing into it, you don't have a dedicated team or someone on your staff focused and really, really putting a strategy together in place to be able to build it out. So I think that's what it comes down to, where social media is underutilized. Even though we see so many people on it, how many businesses and brands are actually there taking advantage of it?
It's an attention platform.
It is. Even these bigger companies aren't taking advantage of it.
Not yet, and eventually they will.
Yeah.
The problem is that I think, you know, we have this discussion all the time, is that people and businesses and business owners still see social media like when the internet first started, or when the internet was first invented or created, whatever the heck the word is. And they're like, oh, I don't need that. I still got newspapers. Like, who thought newspapers would become, like, obsolete?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thought that.
I guarantee 10 years ago, no one thought that.
But now, how many newspapers do you see?
Online publications are the way, you know?
I can read the New York Times on my phone.
Yeah.
I don't even need to buy the paper. I don't need to hold it. Some people still like that. But why do that when I can just do everything right here by the convenience of my phone?
Absolutely.
So that comes down to the social media side of stuff. I think so many, like you said, business owners and individuals say, I know I need to be on social media.
So they're there.
They're there. They have the page. Great. But they don't do anything with it.
Correct.
And
because they think I don't need to invest in it, though.
No.
Why would I invest in it? That's like, the question.
Oh, I think, you know what's funny? I think a lot of people think, who the fuck is going to buy what I sell? Oh, because what they see on social media.
You're right.
You don't think people said the same thing with Yellow Pages?
Newspaper ads, radio ads, TV
like who
ads?
Thought is who?
They thought that
that's where the attention was.
100%.
Attention is now going to social media. And social media, building the brand and building the audience and getting the attention that you need from there, is going to allow you to do so many other things.
Absolutely.
You don't get stuck.
Yeah.
Right? And so let's talk about why we think people underutilize it. I think there's many reasons why.
Let's get into one that we hear often, right? And it's business owners. They don't invest into social media off the rip because they don't see the competition doing so, or others in their industry as a whole. Because listen, there are a lot of industries in the world that are not entrenched in social media yet. Like, listen, we see the athletes, we see the models. Those are industries on social media. A lot of them are on there.
Yeah.
But then you got industries like we do, mortgages, real estate. Who's really dominating these markets? You know, outside of the million-dollar listing guys like Ryan Serrant, Josh Altman, they're big in real estate. But then look at the mortgage aspect. There's not a lot of people there except for our clients like Forte, you know, James. Like, these are the people that they're investing now into their social because they're like, hey, it's an open marketplace, right? Because other people aren't doing it and they want to be the first mover. People are afraid to be the first mover.
That's like everything. It's kind of, it's like when people are at camp. Right? Or you're at a tryout for a sport and the coach is always like, all right, who's first up?
Yeah.
And everyone hesitates.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
oh shit.
I don't wanna get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the person to mess up.
Yes.
But you know what? That person that does step up or that company that does step up, they're so ahead of the game.
Because you're learning it faster, you're getting more comfortable to dealing with it at a faster rate. There's so many positive things that go with you being the first person in it. Even if it isn't the thing of the future after, right?
Yeah,
you're learning.
Yeah, you're learning, which is so important because we're learning every day using social media.
Absolutely.
There's so many aspects to
it. So many things are changing.
Oh,
so
every
day. So if
you're
not actively really interested in investing into building on there, how are you going to learn?
You're going to sit there and watch competitors do things or wait for someone else to do it. For me, honestly, I think that's such a bullshit excuse.
I think so, too.
I think it's an excuse that they just don't want to take the time out to actually do it or invest the money into doing it.
There we go. Let's talk about the investing the money part because that's going to be the second big. Listen, the first one, like we said, is people don't see others in their industry doing it, the competition. Second biggest objection I would say is, why would I invest the money into it when I'm already investing money into other marketing means that I know give me X, Y, and Z return, right? So our counter argument to that is always, let's say you have a marketing budget a year of $100,000 and you're spending that on print, radio, banners, billboards, whatever it is, nothing on social, nothing digitally. And we come in and we would say, listen, I understand this is your marketing budget for the year, it's your $100,000, and you know you're getting X amount of views, leads, and sales, whatever your tangibility on the return is. Now we would come in and we would say, listen, we get that. However, what if now, if you really wanted to be open-minded to really growing your business through marketing, you said, hey, if I took that same 100,000, let's use arbitrary numbers, keep it easy, if I use that same 100,000, what if that same 100,000 on social media got me a bigger return?
And got seen by more people.
Most businesses are afraid to take that gamble, to take what they have seen, get them X, Y, and Z, even if X, Y, and Z may not be as good.
It's like being it's like being stuck in the relationship you know you shouldn't be in, but the only reason why you're in it is because you're comfortable.
Comfortable, yes. You're afraid to make that jump. So it's really, we're always urging business owners and entrepreneurs to say, hey, listen, we understand what you've been doing may have given you X, Y, and Z.
And we're not telling you to stop.
You don't have to stop. Either
We never say stop doing it.
Either add or reallocate to redistribute to adding some to social media marketing.
And you know, let me ask business owners out there and entrepreneurs and you know, people, fitness, anything.
Whatever it is.
If you could be seen off a phone and on a phone, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Why would you choose only off or only on? Why not choose both?
Why not do both? Like, why not be like, how crazy would it be if you're walking through Times Square and you have a billboard in Times Square, and then people look on their phone,
and
they see, and then they see you on your phone.
Yeah,
people are. You're,
that's powerful.
That is extremely powerful.
That's a brand.
That's a brand. You're everywhere.
Yeah, always.
We always say you have to be everywhere, always.
Mm-hmm. And listen, we're practitioners of what we're saying. Where we just got involved with a printing company, so now we're even saying, hey, listen, we understand it's not just about digital. It's about the print, it's about the totality.
Brand is everything.
Yes.
Brand is everything. Mm-hmm. Because we believe truth, wholeheartedly, digital social media is the way to go.
Because we just see the cost for the return.
Yes, the cost return.
You can't compare it to TV. It's just so much better.
But at the same time, we want our clients to also know that we can do the print side, but you need to be doing both.
Yes.
You can't just, if we were sitting here, right, and someone said, okay, you need to pick social media or print, what are you picking? Gun to your head, social media.
Social media, 100%.
100%. There's no hesitation.
But you still need business cards, you should still have, marketing packets with you. And booklets, reservation cards, depending on your industry, shirts, there's
still all stuff. Marketing is flyers, good marketing. Calendars. Yes. All marketing is good marketing. We're telling you to do both, but if you're going to allocate most of your funds, we're going to tell you put it towards social media.
100%.
Because people are on their phones. Mm-hmm. People are scrolling. People are watching. That's where people are spending their time.
And again, back to if you're an analytical person, you like numbers, you like data, the results are speaking for themselves when it comes to social media, where the cost per result is always cheaper than it's going to be for a TV. Think about TV comparison, right? TV ad or TV marketing when you're running TV ads.
Yeah.
How much more expensive it is and how much more general the audience is. Where social media, it's cheaper entry. You just download an Instagram app and start building your brand. You want to invest into ads, you can do that as well. And you can be so much more targeted in front of the audience you want to be in front of, and you know.
And let's talk about that.
If they're the audience.
So with advertising on social media, right? If you're actually doing paid ads, you can see data, right? When it comes to brand building, for those that don't know, there is no data.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you actually...
You don't see anything on paper.
You physically see it.
Yeah.
You actually feel it.
You physically
you
get
feel
it.
Feel the change.
Yep.
And I speak for ourselves that when we first started, it was like, who the hell were we?
Mm-hmm.
And we still are kind of like, who the hell are we?
But people are noticing. Mm-hmm.
And that's... with consistency. We're actually living the change.
Yes.
Right? That's what a brand does. You actually are living the change. You're living the change of lifestyle, the people you're around. That is when you know that's the return of the brand. Social media, though, also gives you the benefit of seeing data. Mm-hmm. That's super important for a lot of people. So you get the best of both worlds on social media. You get the data, the analytics, the numbers, the charts, all that good stuff. but you also get to physically see and feel the lifestyle change mm-hmm. because your brand's getting bigger.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think we can keep this one pretty short.
Yeah.
I don't think we
straight
really...
Straight to the point.
It's straight to the point. So if you are that business owner, you are that entrepreneur, make sure that you don't... I really, really recommend you change that mindset of not using social media. I think so many people still to this day think they don't need it.
You need to try it.
And you know what? I hope you take a listen back to this podcast 5 years from now. And, you know, some of you might say they were right. And a lot of you might kick yourselves in the ass mm-hmm. because this is the future.
But another
stop thing, running away from it.
Another thing with it, though, too. Yes, we need you to jump in. We want you to try it. However, if it's just you doing it and you're not knowledgeable in it and you're not really spending the time that's necessary to learn it and really become an expert in it, do not base your personal results comparatively with a professional that does know what they're doing. The results that a team like me and Fran and our company, One IU Media, could get for you comparatively to what you can get yourself when you don't know it are worlds apart.
Oh, yeah.
So what we see a lot of times is a business owner, entrepreneur, they'll be doing it themselves and like social media doesn't work. It's because if you give me a basketball, that doesn't work for me, but it works for LeBron James. It's a big different animal.
You gotta work at it.
If you're a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
You're good at law. You're not going to be good at social media. Guess what? We're not good at law. We're good at social media.
Delegate,
so
guys.
You need to understand that going into it. Listen, try it on your own. We want you to. We want you to learn it, experience it, see the opportunity there. But do not get discouraged if the results aren't these amazing results where you see elsewhere and where you hear others talk about, because you're not a professional. It's not your industry. You may be a restaurant owner, or you may be a lawyer, or you may be a doctor. That's what you're a professional and expert in. So that's just something to take with a grain of salt. We always like to tell, you know, anyone that we're dealing with too, that's, listen, you could do it on your own, try it, experience it, learn it, but there's going to be a drastic difference from a professional doing it that's been doing it for a long time versus when you're doing it. So that being said, guys, this was a great episode. I think it was super impactful and valuable for the audience.
Straightforward.
Very straightforward. If you guys have any questions, shoot us a DM. We have our text in our the episode, the bio for the episodes, a direct link to me and Fran's Instagram. You can send us a DM, ask us any questions. And all we ask from you guys, too, is we do this for free. We love to do this. We'd love to give away value and help you guys as much as we can. All we ask, if you leave us 5 stars, leave us a review. And if you don't like the podcast,
criticism.
Tell us how we can make it better.
Yeah.
You know, we're here. We're open for feedback.
If anyone has topics that they yep. want us to talk about, we are more than open and happy
Absolutely.
To, you know, listen to what mm-hmm. you suggest.
Yep.
But last thing I'll say, guys, please, for your sake of your business, the sake of your, you know, making money, don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Do it now. Learn how to do it. Use YouTube. Use us. Use another company. Whoever you got to use, right? Figure it out, because it's going to be extremely beneficial down the line, because all it's about is longevity. You want it to last. And social media is where businesses are last. You can scale on the damn thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tony, take us out.
Why not you?